Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Well, it's the start of that weekend that will bring the first heat wave of the season for Gauteng, the Northwest, the Free State, Limpopo and parts of Mpumalanga. There's also a warning for extremely high fire danger conditions. That's over parts of the Northwest and the Free State, as well as the extreme northern parts of Limpopo. Pretoria and Rustenburg starting the weekend with a high of 34 degrees today. Joburg and Mpumela 32, Emalahleni and Polokwane 30.
In Boksburg on the N17 westbound, we're dealing with slow-moving traffic towards Rondebult Road.
The Johannesburg Metro Police Department expects members of the ANC Youth League to start gathering at Beyers Nodia Square in this hour for their march to the Joburg Stock Exchange. Motorists have been urged to expect traffic disruptions from the CBD this morning along the roads to Sandton. And the death toll has climbed to at least 12 people in Florida, where Hurricane Milton sent tornadoes spinning across the state. The storm was not on the levels of catastrophe first forecast, but has left about 3 million people without electricity, while there still is the warning of more flash floods while the hard rain falls. And with that, looking at our business news. We start with the volatility of the oil price. Brent crude edged down again after surging more than 3% yesterday in reaction to Israel's defense minister pledging that his country would strike Iran in retaliation for last week's missile attack. Most Asian markets were mixed this morning as investors digested disappointing US inflation data that further dampened expectations for another bumper interest rate cut next month. US consumer prices rose more than forecast. The rand has strengthened through the night and it gained against the greenback, pulling back. A dollar trading this morning at 17 rand 49, a euro 19 rand 13 cents, pound 22 rand 83, gold at $2,641.65 per fine ounce, and oil at $78.98 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija de Souza. This morning is at 7.
We start off with some rugby news. There's a big test that awaits South Africa's four Vodacom United rugby franchises as they all play abroad this weekend for the first time this season in a round that could boost their confidence immensely if they come away with the desired results. Benetton will host the Hollywood Bet Sharks in Italy for the first of three matches on Saturday, which is tomorrow, and that's going to be followed by clashes between Edinburgh and the DHL Stormers in Scotland, with the Ospreys taking on the Vodacom Bulls in Wales. Then the Emirates Lions and the Dragons will battle it out for the last game of the weekend on Sunday. Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Broers says that they are fully focused on the Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against Congo Brazzaville. Despite the chaos surrounding their opponents, the Congolese team are only expected to arrive in Kabega for the clash at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium later today, shortly before kickoff, after military forces reportedly forcibly removed Federation staff from their offices, which resulted in an administrative nightmare. A 94th minute winner by Vangelis Pavlidis gave Greece a 2-1 victory on Thursday evening, which was yesterday, against England in the Nations in the League Nations Cup. That was overshadowed by the death of a Greek player, George Baldock, on the eve of the game, while Italy were held to a draw by Belgium. Argentina held to a 1-1 draw in South America by Venezuela on Lionel Messi's return, as Brazil got their 2026 World Cup qualifying campaign back on track with a last gasp 2-1 victory over Chile last night as well. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sports.
Jacaranda FM plays more.